tonight's also maybe. 006 Sunday night, the second shiur on Siman Nun Beis. Thank you. And okay, someone who comes late to shul, what should he skip? The purpose is to make tefillah b'tzibur. Even though from the Lashon HaMechaber would be mashma that there's an inyan also to say Nun Beis. Even though from the Mechaber would be mashma that there's also an inyan that he should be saying Birchos Kriyashma and Kriyashma with the tzibur. That's the Lashon HaMechaber. But the Mishnah Berurah says it's lav davka. We're aiming to do tefillah b'tzibur. We mentioned a couple shaylos last time. The Chazon Ish holds you skip only to start perfectly with the tzibur, but not if you're going to start when they're already in the middle, which is not prime tefillah b'tzibur. It's secondary tefillah b'tzibur. So for that, you don't skip Sukkot Dezimbra. That's what the Chazon Ish holds.
Why starting with the tzibur? Where?
Starting with the tzibur.
Shmonesre.
That's the Chazon Ish. Lamaisa, I would say the not like the Chazon Ish, because you should skip even to daven the secondary tefillah b'tzibur. Should you skip if it'll allow you to start Shmona Esrei together with the Chazon, which is a form of tefillah? It's called tefillah Hatzibur, according to some. It's not really tefillah b'tzibur. You know, you say along with the Chazon. So that's also a shaila. I don't know how to be machria it. Come to shul early and don't have the problem. I don't know how to be machria it. It's a shaila of the achrayim. So do it, you know, do it. I would say to do it. Okay, so we're up to what you should skip. What's the order of priorities? So we're up to Sifkot and Balad, really, in the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mechaber says... The Mechaber says first is you say Baruch Shemar, of course, and Tehillah LeDavid, which is until Me'atav Yadolam Halleluka. We weren't sure why he picks Tehillah LeDavid, which skips the first two Psukim, which is really not part of that Perek and Tehillim, and why he includes the last Pasuk, which is also not part of that Perek of Tehillim. Is it Lav Davka? Does he mean perhaps from Tehillah LeDavid until Vivarech Kobosor Shem Kacholi Olam Boed? Maybe it's a joke to talk about not saying the last pasuk, because it takes like 0.3 seconds, so like it's not going to really take up any time. But then again, the first two psukim don't take up any time either. In fact, nothing takes up any time, which is Zeno's paradox. If nothing takes up any time, how can it take so long to daven? The Teretz says it doesn't take long enough to daven. That's the Teretz. The next thing you say is the fifth Halleluka. The next thing is the third Halleluka. Right, you're calibrating that you'll be able to start. Certainly, lechatchila, you should do like the Chazon Ish. You should calibrate yourself to start Shmona Esrei with the tzibur. That's for sure. In other words, skip more. Don't skip less. Don't. When I said you don't have to do like the Chazon Ish, I didn't mean to skip less and start Shmona Esrei when they've already started. Avada lechatchila, you should do like the Chazon Ish. You should skip more in order to start Shmona Esrei together with the Tzibur. I just meant it, if even skipping the maximum skipping will still only allow you to start Shmona Esrei when they're in the middle, so then I'm saying you should do it, even though the Chazon Ish would say don't do it. Understand? But certainly you should skip in order to do the Chazon Ish's way, which is to start it mamish with the tzibur. Okay, so then comes the five Hallelukas. Now we're at the sixth cotton ballad, because the Ramar said that after the third and the fifth Halleluka comes Haydul Hashem Kiru Vishmo. So the Mishnah Berurah says, no. Avada, you say all five Hallelukas first. Rotzalomar, sixth cotton ballad. Yosef Mikdei Shir Ho Amira. He has more time than the amount of time it takes to say Mitehilul David V'chol Hallelukas. Akol Hanashamot Halel Ka. Certainly they go first. That's the Iker Psukah Dezimra. Then called me Medina Lamiras Hodu. Shaim Haim Iker Psukah Dezimra. And then because of the Mogan Avram Hod, there's another thing that really comes before Hodu, and that is Amiras Vayavorech David Ad L'Shem Tifartecha. Right? That part of Vayavorech David. That's really the part that's in Divrei Hayamim. The other part's in Nehemiah. Once you write, Ato Hashem Levadecha. until Hashem Tvartecha. Gam ken kodem lahodu Lashem kiru vishmo, avalo kodem haleluka. So you say there is the fifth haleluka, then the third and fifth haleluka, then all five halelukas. It is also, of course, after Tila LeDavid. Then all five halelukas, and then by Baruch David, until Hashem Tefartecha, I would throw in for good measure, Baruch Hashem Leolim Amen V'Amen. Not because it's so important, but because it doesn't take that much time, and that's really the chasima of the halelukas. That's like something, like it has no pshat to say that after davening. Even if you're going to say the Pesukah Dezimra that you skipped after davening, which we'll see in a few moments you should do, although you're not mechuyev to do it, but you should. It's commendable to do it. But Baruch Hashem L'Olam Amin V'Yomein really has no pshat to say it after davening, because its whole thing is to follow the halelukas. So say it. How long does it take? Come on. No one will know the difference. What? Last. Comes in dead last.
With the
halelukas,
so he said it.
Is after the five halelukas. Then you go to Hodu, if you daven Ashkenaz. If you daven Sfarad, we'll see in a moment.
The halelukas, you said, first the fifth one, then the
third. First the fifth, then if you have more time, third and fifth,
and then,
time, all five.
No, what if you don't have time for...
It doesn't say. They could choose. I personally like the fourth one. Fourth one, it talks about taking the Kama Bagoyim. You know, it doesn't say. I don't know. Take the one you like best. Some people like the first best. Some people like the second one best. It says, Harofe Lishvure Leiv, the Machabesh La'atzvosom. Hashem helps all the depressed people. I don't know, I love that puzzle. I have a lot of people in mind when I say that puzzle. I dive in for my flock. I'm the most depressed person here, though. So, Hodu comes next. So, Hodu, you should know, is only in Ashkenaz. In Sfard, most Achrayim and most Poskim say that Hodu doesn't even make it onto the map. Because it's before Baruch Shemar. If you remember, we had some Achrayim suggested that in Nusach Sfard, Hodu is part of Karbonos, really, even conceptually. It's part of Karbonos, it's not part of Pesukah Dezimra. And you say it because that's what David HaMelech said when he brought the Aron Kodesh to Ir David, and it's really part of Karbonos, not part of Pesukah Dezimra. So it's certainly not on the map. But even if you don't hold like that, but if it's before Baruch Shemar, to an Ashkenaz Nusach it would be Mizmashir, and to Sfarad Nusach would be Hodu, anything before Baruch Shemar doesn't even rate. So that doesn't, it's low above the Cheshman. Now you should certainly skip. Okay, but the Mechaber, the Ramah, is in the Nusach Ashkenaz, so he's saying to say from Hoidu until the Hurachim, running till Kikadosh Hashem Elokeinu in the Hodu, because after that is just Psukim Elukotim, so that's what's next. Kotel Chayodim, what about Shabbos? Some people actually come to Shul late Shabbos. I don't know how you could do that, because you come to the Nachshir, so how are you late? I don't know, how can you work that out? I go home sometimes to wake up my kid, but because of the Chayyoda, the Shabbos Yedalek HaMizmorim, first skip all the Shabbos Mizmorim. This is emotionally very wrenching, I hope, because like you feel, this is like a good case where the halacha, the head has to trump the heart. It's Shabbos, like you want to say the Shabbos Mizmorim, but the halacha says cut them all out. Skip them all. They go out first. Except the Nishmas, that's the exception. B'Shabbos Yadalik HaMiz Morim Shemosifim B'Shabbos Min Lam Natseach Ad Yehi Chavo, the whole lot. The Yom HaKamo B'Chol Ki Heim Tadirim, because they come first, they're Tadir. Yom Yeshuhus Yoser Yomar Lam Natseach L'David B'Shanoso U'Tfilo L'Moshe. That's a Nusach Ashkenaz, that's the first three. Then Kodmim Lashorim is Morim, those three. But we do like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I believe, my understanding is that we do like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is first comes Mizmor Shir V'Yom HaShabbos and Halel HaGadol, that's the 26 Kili Olam Chazdos. They come first, and then comes these three. We're not even talking about Nishmas. We're going to learn in a moment that the Chayyodah puts Nishmas up there with Ashrei, with Tila the Dovid. That's like prime. But after that, so the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, and we do that, Mizmashiliyam Halagodal and Mizmashiliyam Shabbos. Oh, cause of the Shabbos, Machuyim Loma Nishmas. He nicknames Birkas Ashir in Gemara Psochit. Umutav Shiyadalik Mizmorim, skip everything else. The Yamelo shows Klau, Yomer Baruch Shemar, Hilo the David, Nishmas, and Yishtabach. Ayin Shom. Nishmas is, of course, from Nishmas Kol Chai all the way up till Yishtabach. That's the whole Nishmas. With what? Nishmas is special. 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 Besides, Nishmas became Tadir also. You gotta go to the Kaisel every night, 12 o'clock. So Nishmas, I'm just kidding. I mean, I'm not kidding about that, but. So Nishmas became Tadir. If you believe in lizards.
Is it said anywhere that you could just say Pesachas or Decha as a. No, you have to have time to say.
The whole Kilo of the dog. It doesn't say less than that. The idea of, on our own, saying three psukim out of Ashrei, the marshal, has no source. You wouldn't be allowed to do that. This is the minimum that Chazal will misakir. I mean, the Mechaber holds you could skip the whole psukim to Zimra and start from Yetzirah. We'll see in a moment. But we don't pass them like that. Okay, let's go weiter. Dachakach Yishtabach. We're back to the Mechaber. You don't skip Birchos Kriyashma. You have to say Birchos Kriyashma. You have to be Sameh Gula the Tfila is more important than Tfila B'tzibur by Shachris. So you're going to say the Birchos Kriyashma and the Brachos afterwards, the Yispala L'matzibur, which is the goal. That's what you're trying to accomplish with this whole simon, is Tfila B'tzibur. Then, B'main Shus Kol Kach, skip the third, Yidala Kama Mizmar, Allah Hashem and Hashemayim. Ago Modein Shus, Lo Yomer Ak Baruch Shem Atilu L'Dodin B'Yishtabach. Okay. Then Kor Eschilu Atzibur Yoytzer. It's really, really late. B'main Shus, Lo Yomer Psukim Zimra Atilu B'Dilug. So the Mechaber holds, we don't paskin like this. He holds, skip the whole Psukim to Zimra. And start from Yotzeror. Yikor Kriyashma Berchoseo Im Atzibur B'Yuspala Limoem. The Mishnah Berurah explains, not that that's a goal also to say Birchas Kriyashma and Kriyashma with the Tzibur. That's not what the Mechaber means. He just means there's no time. So the Chazan's going fast. It's a Monday or Thursday. Really pushing it. So you don't have time. So you don't have time. So the Mechaber holds skip. Don't say Pesukim to Zimra that day. After davening, Yikra Kol Psukim to Zimra, but without Baruch Shem and Yishtabach. Because Chazal were only Masakin to say Baruch Shem and Yishtabach before davening, not after davening. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, we don't pass like this at all. We paskin, you should miss Tefillah B'Tzibur in order to say the minimum, which is Baruch Shemar, Tefillah L'David, and Yishtabach. Even if it means missing Tefillah B'Tzibur. Bachakach Yikra Kol Psukim to Zimra, by Baruch Shem and Yishtabach. Okay, say it after davening. And go, mikol makom, yomar kol habrochos, shemuchuyim l'borek baboker. Birchos ha-shachar. That's a whole, so you also have to say after davening. That's what the Ramon means. You could skip it and say it after davening. And you have to say it after davening. Of course, we learned before, al-matilos yodoyim, you have to say before davening. You can't skip that. You won't be able to say it after davening. Elokai neshama shenosata bi. You should say before davening because there's a shaila if you can say it after Shmona Esrei because you've already said the bracha b'chayi hameisim, which might include that. You should say birchas haTorah before davening to avoid problems with avarabah and the like. So those brachas are a must. All the other birchas haShachar you could say after davening. In fact, you're mechuyav to say it after davening. In fact, we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah you're mechuyav to say it a whole day. We'll see in the Gemara that he also have to say it at night. Until you go to sleep, you have to say Birchos HaShachar for that day. That's why some people have Dominion on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. They don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Shasali Kol Tzarki because they're not wearing shoes. That's I think we do say it generally, but there are those, there's a minute not to, but then they say it at night when they put on shoes. Because the Gemara holds you have to say it until you go to sleep. You say all the brachas. The night follows the day in this inyan, right?
Do it pascha
like that? I see no reason why not to. Yeah, I mean the mishabur brings down the bra. If at night, let's say you came late to shul and you skipped the chasa shachar, you figured you'd say it after davening, and you chat yourself in the afternoon, you forgot to, which can happen. So you say it then, and according to the gra, into the night till you go to sleep. The heter of what? The imperative to skip parts of Shabbat Zimra, not just the heter. You mechuyev to. Well, the evidence is the coming way, but you're supposed to skip. No, I want to say that it's not a rishus. That's what we learned in the Mishnah Berurah, that some people refrain from skipping because the Zohar says. So Mishnah Berurah says. That's what I said. It's a shaila. So I again, if it's a question of how much to skip, I would paskin to skip the maximum in order to start davening with the tzibur. If it's a question, should I skip anything in order, but the most I'll be able to do is start Shmona Esrei with the shliach tzibur, I would paskin yes, skip and do it. Okay, Mr. Brewer. Yikra Kriya Shema, Sifkot and Vod, Ubichumas Mishkinos Yaakov Herich Bazer, Vauchiach the Birchas Baruch Shema, Vyishtabach Tagonot Kedumahi, Mimeha Tanoim, even though it's not mentioned in the Gemara. There is a Yerushalmi which alludes to Baruch Shemar, but really the Pashtas, these Brachas are not mentioned in the Gemara. But the Mishkinos Yaakov says it is a Takonim Mimeha Tanoim. We do know the story that Baruch Shemar was instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, that they found a petek that fell from Shemayim, and they saw that was where the Nusach of Baruch Shemar was. So according to that Kabbalah that we have, it was instituted by Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, which is like even before the Tanoim. But Akoponim, it's not mentioned in Talmud Bavli. That's the Metzir, it's not. V'alkei mutalus ba'ol v'yechidi. So the Mishkanos Yaakov says better to daven b'yechidus rather than skipping Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach even, which the Mechaber advocates doing, but Mishnah Berurah is paskening not to do it. Ach im lo yitzorich ledalig legamri, but if you won't have to skip, you'll be able to say the minimum Baruch Shemar Asher Yishtabach. So do that. Sheyuchalam Baruch Shemar Asher Yishtabach Beishach Adem Ayin Chamilas Miyotz V'Holo Luchali Al Miyasekein Diyekah Kepedu Hu Sheyuzbalo Tzilo Shmona Esrei Matzimah Belachash. Ach poshut the kolze b'tznai dal yedei zeh lo yechaser mitzvahs kriyashma kedin hamavur lekama b'simen samachalef the lo dechinam melekayim hamitzvah ketikuna b'sholtilu v'tzibur. Mishnah Berurah says are a very interesting thing. You're zipping along, right? You want to make tefillah v'tzibur. You're zipping along kriyashma also. There's a lechatchila dika way to say kriyashma. Mishnah Berurah doesn't just say make sure you yoitza Kriya Shema and don't skip a word. He says, make sure you say Kriya Shema in the lechatchila dika way. You're mafrid bein hadveikim, mele'el mele'ra. The whole nine yards of the dictum with which you have to say Kriya Shema. If you won't be able to do that, don't skip Sukkot the Zimra. Don't do any favors. You don't make tefillah b'tzibur and say Kriya Shema in a b'dieved dika way. It's a big chiddush. A big chiddush. Certainly a chiddush. It's a chiddush, but that's what he says. You could miss tefillah b'tzibur, but make sure you say Kriya Shema in the lechatchila dika way. The way that's not ma'akev. Not ma'akev. Siman Samachalot talks about right al levovecha, right, ba'avadtem mehira, right, being careful. That's how important it is. That the Mishnah Berurah is paskening you missed tefillah b'tzibur in order to say Kriya Shema in the lechatchila dika way. Okay, vayta. Vispalo limohem. Avlam lo yagil tefillah siva shmona esrei afilu miyaschul b'yitzeror. He's in the Mechaber's world now that you've even skipped the whole pasuk in the Zimra, but you still won't make it. Lo yaschul kvalu chuli alma. So don't do it. Daven b'yichidus, daven k'seder. Don't skip. If you're not going to make it, don't skip. Rakis Paul Kaseid Beloy Hatzibur. I'm not sure what he's coming lafuke. Like, if you're not going to make it, don't skip. Yeah, I don't know. By the way, we saw the first day of Shiloh, there's other minyanim in town. Are you allowed to do this bechlal? Maybe you should go to a different minyan. Well, Yisbalah Shmona Esrei Levadim Atzibur. Don't just start Shmona Esrei B'tzibur. You do that by Ma'ariv, we all know. But you don't do that by Shachris. By Shachris, Smichas Gudel Tefillah trumps Tefillah B'tzibur. Right? The Smichas Gudel Tefillah trumps Tefillah B'tzibur. The Smichas Gudel Tefillah B'Shachris or the Tefillah B'tzibur. Weiter, Achareihem. That's afterwards, after davening. You don't say Baruch Shem on Yishtabach. Okay, now the Shaila is, according to us, should you say the skip Sukkah de Zimra after davening? So the answer is yes, but it's not an absolute chiyuv. It's not as much of a chiyuv as the Mechaber's din. Because the Mechaber is talking in a scenario where you skip the whole Sukkah de Zimra. You didn't say Sukkah de Zimra. So he says, don't say Baruch Shem on Yishtabach after davening, but say Pesukah de Zimra. By the way, that's also a Chiddush, because we saw that you're only saying Pesukah de Zimra al Tzisadir Odem Shvachos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Achakak Yisbalet. So a person could say, so like, what's the point of saying it after davening? I was already Mispalet. There's no point saying it after davening. Kamash Malon de Mechaber, no, you should say it after davening. But that's when you didn't say anything. But we passed like the Mishkan of Yaakov. So you said something. You said Baruch Shemar and Yishtabach and Baruch Shemar after Yishtabach. Then the Achrayim say, saying the Pesuk in the Zimmer that you skipped after davening is a Dover Tov V'Hogun, but it's not even as much of a obligation as what the Mechaber meant. There's a very fascinating in Kiveger. Kiveger says an interesting din. He says like this. Let's say you're doing all of this, and you said Shmona Esrei, and it was Rosh Chodesh, and you forgot Yalav Yavo. So you have to say Shmona Esrei over again. He says, in the Mechaber's world. So you skipped the whole Pesukah de Zimra, and you rushed, and then you forgot Yalav Yavo. So you have to say Shmona Esrei over again. So Zogdim Kiveger, Smichas Gul Tfilo, you missed. You blew it. So you have to say Shmona Esrei over again. You forgot Yalav Yavo, and you got it. So now you should say Pesukah de Zimra. You should say Baruch Shemar, and the whole Pesukah de Zimra, and then say Shmona Esrei over again. That's what he says.
You can catch your
with the chazan. He doesn't go with that. Okay. What? Yeah. There's no more. Anyway, Mr. Michael's going to feel us. Okay. But anyway, if you skip, you're not mechuyet to say Pesukah de Zimra after davening, but it's a dover tov v'hogun. The truth is, I don't even understand the Mechaber's chiyuv, or sounds like a chiyuv, because you're only saying it al tzvachos shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Achakach Yispalel. So, Ataka, why do you have to say it after davening for? I mean, you want to say tillum, say tillum. But that's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a chiyuv gikra. Okay, one more Mishnah Berurah about Bichus HaShachar. Achreihem, umikom okom. Yeah. Wrote Salomo, Shemchui, Bloma, Machra, Tzvila, you have to say Bichus HaShachar after davening. That if you said Avaraba, it's problems. If you didn't learn right after davening, that you should make sure you remember to learn after davening. But the Eved, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, you can be soimich on the Kriya Shema that you said if you forgot to learn after davening. And therefore, because it's a problem, a question, not pashut, make sure you say Bichus HaTorah before davening. Anyway, you should be saying it because you might have to say Bichus HaTorah because of Pesukah de Zimra, right? We had that Shaila, if you say Bichus HaTorah for davening. So anyway, you have to say Bichus HaTorah before davening to be yoytzer that shita, that you have to say it for Pesukah de Zimra. Why? Because of a kind of neshama shemesatabi is talking about the everyday neshama being muhzar, and mechayim meisim is talking about loss of love. And it's just not, it's a different phenomena. You're not talking about the same thing. Nevertheless, since the Pri Chodesh says it, Yosef Tov L'Chatchilo, Matzah on leaving the Kuli Yalma, which means what? Dainu Shem Hiskel Kvor Lispalel. The Shachach Mikodem Bechzolokai, the Shomo Shemasatabi, Yechavim Beferish Bechaz Benamanato, She'enu Rotze Lister Bezem Bechzolokai Neshoma. Listen to the Mishnah Berurah. Because since most Shitas hold you're not Yotze, but you want to be choishish for the Shita that you are Yotze, but most Shitas hold not, so be Mechavim not to be Yotze. But Shekhar Bechzolokai is going to say, make sure you have in mind by Abba Rabba, yes to be Yotze, because most Shitas hold you are Yotze with Abba Rabba. Was the Kuliyama Yivarchen Achar Atfilo? Do you need the brachos and tzichos kavona lotzeis? Because they're the rabbanon. We come from hechad the mechadim b'feirish shalom lotzeis shapre domi. So you're saying mechayi amesim, and you're having in mind not to be yotze alakai neshama shenasat to be. Why not be a halacha shekzadu demshocha bichsatoyra? This chud brachos kriyashma. Make sure you have kavona b'feirish by Abba Rabba. The part of bichsatoyra. Make sure you learn after davening. One more Mishnah Berurah, we gotta finish the simon. Kol HaBrachos, the Chaim is having my Mordechai in the Har Shalom, the Zman Kol HaBrachos who Kol HaYom, not just in Zman Tfilah, that's the point. But Kol HaYom is Zman HaBichos HaShachar, the Brachos like that also, the Brachos even at night, till you go to sleep, you have to say Bichos HaShachar if you forgot. When we call Makom, you should try L'chadchila not to say it after Zman Tfilah, which is Arba Sha'os, B'diyevet ul chatzois, b'diyevet, b'diyevet kol hayoyin, b'diyevet, 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 into the night. At kan. L'maisa, bottom line, is if you forgot, you say it at night. I say, there's one case, this is a good riddle, there's one case where people of chatzil say it at night. And that's the people that don't say shasuli kotzorki on Tisha B'av and Yom Kippur, so they of chatzil say it at night when they put on their shoes.